Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Heroes Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host. And tonight we are playing Dragonbane again. We're playing the adventures from the adventure book that comes with the core set. Though we do diverge here and there. And this one, I really diverged last episode because I forgot a lot of stuff. And I may have glossed over a couple of things that...
Important details.
Before we get to introductions and yada, 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 I'm going to just do a little retcon here and just give a better description. From the bandit camp that is to the west of the Tower of Sighs, when you look up at the Tower of Sighs, it's a three-story tower made out of red stone. There are vines going up the sides, and parts of it are crumbled away, and there's a big gaping hole on the the southwest edge of it. That's where you're able to kind of peek in and see glam. But next to the opening, there is a rope ladder going up to the second, third, and fourth. The fourth floor is the roof of the tower. So, and there are openings to get in from outside to the second and third floor. Now, the whole time you're there, there's this low to higher moans of the moans of multiple spirits, kind of like even if you remember the moans from the Ritter Mound, it sounds like more voices than were at the River Ritter Mound, and it's going on the whole time, and it's louder when you go in to see Glam. So it seems like those voices, those undead ethereal voices, are coming from under the boulder. And they rise and they fall, and there's different voices, and you can almost make out words sometimes, but not really enough to understand anything. And if you feel like you can almost understand it, it sounds like maybe... Like a much older dialect, but that's kind of what you see. Again, it's redstone moaning the whole time. Unlike what I said last time, there are a couple other floors. So, does anyone want to do the recap?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm, go for it.
Having arrived at the Tower of Sighs, we negotiated with the party outside, convincing them that we were their adventurers as well, looking for hopefully just finding some treasure. With the endorsement of Darg the Bastard, which, for a change, was actually useful. And we're like, good, okay, don't say any more.
That's just the quality of his friends, though.
Yeah, well, he, yeah. Anyway, so we decided that we would take the keg on their behalf, quote unquote, to go up there and talk to Glam Wham. It's basically for us to try and find out what exactly was going on and why they were why he was so slow in progress in helping them. Like if he had some personal animosity or was there something he was holding behind. But of course, at the time of this negotiation, I had no idea there was moaning voices from the dark that were speaking an ancient tongue that was below that boulder, which makes it less appealing to go there. But anyway, because all of them together were deceived. Anyway, so we go in there and we negotiate with he apparently does not like those guys and he's willing to work with us. All we need to do is bring him one giant boar. So we go out and hunting, and with great success, we bring back two deer. And if I retcon it, a giant boar of of unprecedented health and vigor that has been killed.
Well, it's healthy to be dead, but
we saw
vigor is
one.
Fantastic.
Just, we did see one, but it wasn't stopping, and we couldn't catch it. And we have returned back. Glenn is willing to move the boulder out of the way, if we bring him what he wants, the boar. We did not catch one. Most of the game has been scared out of the area by the bumbling first team. And we will probably have to do it again. We're just hoping that the deer will somewhat satiate his appetite and maybe even ingratiate him upon us.
Have we considered tying the deer together and just writing boar on the side?
We considered that, but no, someone pointed out, but I think someone pointed out that he probably can't read.
Why don't somebody prepare
the
deer?
We did take his other soiled breeches and give it to Darg. The Darg we told probably to just give it to other people and not to deal with it. But apparently he's pantsless in his little cave right now. And we're bringing back two deer, which we are understanding that this is just something to satiate his appetite. And that the boar will be on the way. It may be through his head, but we'll still do it. But right now, we're going to try and sell him on the deer. See if that's good enough. If not, then we'll just tell him, eat him on us. We'll find the boar. But what do you guys think? That's good?
I think the other good plan is now that we know that the ladder exists to the second floor.
We should definitely go to the second floor.
Yeah, we're going
to. You know what the second floor is? It is one floor further away from the moaning rock thing. I'm just saying.
And can presumably look down on the giant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Presumably.
If there's a hole, I guess.
It's said partly destroyed tower, so.
There's hope.
Yeah. We'll scout it out.
All right, well, so thanks for the recap, Malcolm. Malcolm, who are you playing tonight?
Tonight, I am playing Corinne Rhinesmith, Battle Lord of the First Circle. Queen of all that she can survey, the glittering, shining star of the North, and the landlady of the South. She only rents, to people there. Actually, she's just a bard out of Saddlewood. But the Rhinesmith Saddlewoods are really, really important to a very small group of people who live within the HOA.
Jeez, the drama.
And we don't allow, Well, anyway, that's it. Dwarfling, you're next. That's not you, Sean. That's the guy who thinks he's.
I'm about to say, yeah, I knew
that's
that.
That's the halfling. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Kuba, who are you playing tonight?
Corgan.
Line.
Fighter halfling. It just me, Corgan Stonehammer.
Yeah. Some here with my mates looking for adventure and possibly a bosom or two, but.
Preferably two bosoms.
Quasi Popeye Sailor Man voice. And that's what I have for you right now.
He just eats cans of rosemary, which is really gross.
But his breath smells so nice.
It does.
Boy. Sean.
Hello, I'm Sean. I'm playing Baylor Banefire, the haughty dwarf artisan who is a little annoyed he didn't get to increase his stats at the beginning of the adventure, but he'll get over it, I guess.
You don't get a stat increase ever.
I know, I'm not allowed. Apparently, actually, my stats seem to be going down right in front of me by some magic. Anyway, I am playing, he's a friend of Dane, and he is here to help conquer the Misty Vale.
Conquer?
Yes, conquer. Chris, go ahead.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn Uotavanvartia, and I don't do voices.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Sig. They sound the same.
But yes, they do. Anyway, Elven Huntress, and, you know, I'm here to fight for nature.
And for bushcraft. Me.
Yes.
And craft those bushes.
Stop talking about my grooming habits.
And how about our friend Matt?
Hi, I'm
Matt.
Why
do you put it that way? How about our friend Matt?
Our friend.
Because people won't remember him because he's been gone so long.
This could be the first episode they're watching. Who knows?
Yeah, that's why we have to introduce ourselves every time.
But we should just go with our friend Matt.
Or friend Matt.
Friend.
I would do air quotes, but look at these things.
Would anyone else like to say friend in a different sad way, please?
He's our friend.
Hi, yes, I am Matt, their friend, and I'm playing Darg, who's a human fighter, an adventure to see the world and wash giants' thongs.
Which actually came here to do it. That didn't just
actually
happen.
You came here to yeah, you did yes. actually come here to
look,
wash giant thongs.
Honest work.
No, it's not.
So, Darg, how would you describe the smell of the giant's underpants?
Wait, we still have the most important firepower.
I know, but we gotta get this out. It's like we've talked about the giant's underpants. What if you had to describe that in other terms, flavorful terms? How would you describe it?
Rocky Road.
Maybe something not flavorful.
I would say it smells like a mix of an element of a junior high locker room where you boiled onions and took a shit.
Why did you? Okay.
And that was enough to make Malcolm go away.
Yep, he's gone. Good job. He just left.
Fair enough. And Quiverwing, welcome back, Quiverwing. I mean, Tim.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry that I was late. Please accept my most humble apologies. Now, as for the less humble Quiverwing, I rule all that I survey. I am the lightning in the dark, and I am the feather in your pillow.
That's
fear
a
me.
It does quite comfy.
And my, yeah, it is actually. Thank you, Siggy. Yeah. Fear me and my corkscrew shaped penis.
A joke that never goes away.
Back.
Much like his corkscrew shaped penis.
Thank you. Thank you, Siggy. Thank you.
And Tyr, why don't you go ahead and introduce your character?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyr, and I'm playing Dane Ringson, the human scholar.
Short, sweet. I didn't finish drinking yet.
Yeah, well, you'll be finished when we put you in the grave.
So, where we last left off, you had gotten the deer.
Deer? Is it
Dane was eyeing some pretty flowers in the woods, and
Dane was eyeing the sparkling piece of glass thing that was in the bedding of the giants.
Yep. That also. So I would say it is not. It's probably getting close to dusk after your hunting expedition. You're starting to hear some of the night birds, and the insects are getting louder. They're making their it's business time type noises. And yeah,
wanna fight?
Exactly. So
cock two.
That's where you are.
That's not what they're saying.
And Brain says, "Hey, Baylor, what are we gonna do with this deer?
Why
is he asking?
We could cook it. We could cut it up, cook it, serve it to him cooked, and say it's boar. He's not that smart. Let's take it back to the party and see what they say, because this is all we have.
We can cut it up and dress it as a giant boar.
Yes, exactly, my friend.
I do have a question.
Ask away.
If things go badly and with our current track record, let me do the math, that's almost always. We should have a backup plan.
That's a matter of opinion.
Ben, we can have our usual backup plan. Quiverwing, can you summon a boar?
I was wondering.
Can you destroy a giant with lightning? The backup plan.
We'll note that Quiverwing is answering in the affirmative.
What if we were to go above the giant on the tower? We could possibly throw heavy things on top of the giant.
Yes. Well, now that we know the ladder outside leading,
yeah, we need
to
figure out what's up there. It could be just like it'd be so embarrassing to climb up there and find out. Oh wait, there's a dumbwaiter down below the boulder.
Somehow we didn't notice the ladder last time.
I think it was all the foliage. It blocked our view. Like the other tower.
I can sneak up there and see what I can find. I'll scout out the territory as it were.
Could you take someone else with you to be of help? Not me.
God.
Someone quiet?
Well, I have a reasonable sneaky. I mean, it's not as poor as, like, for instance, you know, I'll point to Balor.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd like to see the view from up there, I think you'd...
He's a very straightforward person.
Most welcome.
Yes, I am.
To him and Kirkin. Like, literally, they bang their way. I mean, like, smashing noises everywhere they go. I think they knocked over an elephant at one time. And we don't even have them in the valley. Great. So, shall we go?
Absolutely. We go to sneak up the ladder.
Who's going up the ladder?
Wait. I have a question before we go up this ladder. Like, none of the band of people who are adventurers have been up that ladder?
We haven't asked.
Okay, we're not going to. So I guess it's just me and Sig.
Yeah, us.
Unless,
yeah.
You know, someone else is sneaky, like Brain.
You want me to go? I can go if you want me to go.
No, keep an eye out. Mm.
Yeah,
be sneaky.
You keep watch.
Keep watch.
I could try.
No.
I know, you could try.
The whole point of sneaking up is so that nobody knows that we've done it.
I'm actually pretty sneaky.
Okay, then we'll take you.
I'll go.
Just go in front of me.
And we'll stay down here, and if something changes up the top and you want us to go with the present the deer plan, Ziggy, why don't you shoot down like an arrow with a piece of colored cloth attached to it, and then we'll know to go ahead with that plan.
Are you...
Message for you, sir.
I can just wave.
Can we just do reconnaissance and then come right back down?
Well, that doubles your chances of getting caught.
He's literally been waiting here for weeks with those guys.
Okay, yeah. if that's what you want to do.
That is true.
I don't really want to do anything because I don't really want to go behind a boulder that has mourning dead people, but...
We don't know that yet.
I have literally weeks worth of research to do. I have no problem waiting.
Okay.
What kind of ghosts can't go through a boulder?
A lot of ghosts that carry maces and have armor.
Ooh, that sounds like another research project.
They chase you around a burrow, like that happened last time.
That, to be fair, though, that ghost could go through stone.
Oh, yeah, he could.
Yeah.
He just...
Why can't they just go through the boulder? Is it a magic boulder somehow?
Oh, my Lord.
I could... That's not the... Maybe.
It could
it
be
is
a
at
magic
this point
boulder.
That I sneak off to the ladder.
Dane, keep an ear out for those voices. They're saying something, and it may be an ancient tongue that you know.
I'll try to get close enough so I can hear it.
Don't get too close, because it's kind of sticky.
All right, so Siggy's going up the ladder, and basically when you're...
I'll follow him.
You're going up, there's a bit of an overhang over the bottom floor of the tower. And you're kind of going into that overhang. There's a hole in that the rope ladder goes into.
Do you want to go then?
I will go in.
So you go into the hole?
Sneakily, I'm sure it's where... they had to get up there somehow, so we'll...
Go. So you get up in there, and there is some light. There's two high windows that is letting in some ambient light. And there's really just a bunch of detritus, broken redstone. But you do see some tools leaning up against one of the walls of the tower, like a pickaxe, a shovel, and some other, like a crowbar, some other digging-type implements.
Looking around the floor, is there any visibility down onto the floor below from where I am?
And just the kind of where you came up, it used to be where the stairs to the next floor were, and you can see the rope ladder kind of extends into a hole in the floor there, and there is
a hole not too far away that I guess used to be the stairs down.
Okay, I'll slip up.
Sig, what do you see?
I assume the stairs themselves have crumbled Sig? Away.
Yeah.
Sig?
There's some tools up here. The ruins of the staircase.
You think it's okay if I light a lantern?
This seems to be vacant, so I think we'd be okay lighting the lantern.
I'll move out, I'll move from the hole and then go light my lantern so I can fill. It's about a 10-meter area, so it should fill, hopefully, the whole tower.
Yeah, now the area of the tower, is there any obvious, like, would there be any, like, hidden doors or... Or does it seem? Does the space seem to conform to the area of the tower as it is?
You take a look around, and it does seem to be probably the around a very similar size to the floor below it.
And the new, obviously hidden rooms, missing chambers.
Not that you can tell.
And okay.
I'll do spot hidden.
This is the upper floor. There's no access to the roof or anything. Or is the roof open?
But if you go to the, you haven't gone to the third floor yet.
And is that the same rope ladder that we came up? Oh, so just go farther up.
Well, then, okay, then I will stay here. I'll go check up the upper floor as well. And I will go up to the third floor.
I'll bring the ladder up as soon as you get it up there. I mean, I'll bring the lantern up as soon as you get it.
That'll keep us safe from the giant, certainly.
I was quivering. You go before me that way because you don't have to carry a lantern. And your hands will be free once you get up there.
Okay.
It's kind of odd, though, that they have mining stuff like shovels and pickaxes on this level.
As opposed to again, more detritus. And there is a kind of a leather tarp type thing sitting near the opposite wall.
The tarp, like, just sitting on the ground, or is it apparently covering something?
Looks like it's probably the way it's bunched up. Looks like it's probably covering something.
Oh, Nathan?
Yeah.
I did have one question before we leave the lower floor. We cannot see the floor below us, though, correct?
Just through the...
just the hole that we came through?
Yeah. There's another hole for the where the stairs used to be.
Can you see the giant from that
hole? Can I see the giant from that hole?
You'd have to stick your head...
Well, I would
have. And like, kind of like lean halfway down.
I'll lean halfway down. I'm very small.
All right, are you going to...
See what I can see.
Are you going to be...
Stealthy, yes.
Stealthily? Okay.
Yes, that's my tent.
make a roll for me, please.
Do some sneak weasel shit.
Sneakins.
Sneak weasel! Oh, thank God.
The incredible sneak weasel.
And you really have to lean out. Since you're a halfling, you'd really have to like lean really...
I can use my grappling hook and rope instead of just...
Maybe quivering to hold your feet.
I'm strong enough to hold myself. I got this.
There's really not a lot to hold on to, though. That's the thing.
That's why the grappling hook.
Okay, all right.
Grappling hook, on rope, right. Chink.
Sure, okay.
Lean.
Sure.
That's why I bought... It literally costs... I cost me money, so I'm going to use it.
I'm going to use it.
Use it, so look down the hole.
All right. And what's your roll?
Under my sneaking? By... Two.
He like turns his head real quick. He's like,
"So what are you doing up there? Where's my boar?"
I'm pooping.
I'm hungry.
I go pooping.
quick, sell it.
I'm being sneaky. What are you doing?
Do I see him?
Yeah.
I'm just surveying what I can see from up above and trying to find that shiny rock that he's looking for behind his bed. But he didn't tell anybody. Did you tell anybody about that, Jane, or no?
I did. I told you guys about something.
Okay, and see if I can see his... not a good idea. I just don't do this kind of thing. Okay, well, five will get me there.
Oh, five? Yeah.
Yeah, it's less than half of my actual...
You see a... what looks like an ornate glass vial.
Like one dropped by Galadriel?
Not quite that ornate.
I'm in Galadriel, who works in the corner store in Saddlebrook. She just sells these little weird tonics that are supposed to be good for you, but they really just
The orange drink they sell at the bodega.
Yeah, it's pretty much just Orangina.
Orange Julius.
So, question.
Yeah.
When the giant starts doing things, could I interact with the giant?
Wait, so once you start shouting at Corinne, you like pop out?
No, just not pop out. Like just literally walk out of the woods straight at him.
Okay, walk into the tower. He's in a tower.
Nope. Totally from the direction of our camp, not like there's towards only one towards the giant camp.
No, there's the giant in a giant. The giant sleeping in a tower, and it's a hole in the southwest wall of the tower, and you have to go in the tower. And I'm on the floor above him, peeping down at him like some sort of creepy halfling peeper.
Okay, all right,
Corgan, you know who you are.
Then I'll just keep.
So you don't want to go. You don't want to go in the tower.
Well, so the boulder is outside the tower, yes?
No. The boulder is inside the tower, blocking an entrance to the lower level.
The middle of the tower floor is beset by...
And we entered this tower last time.
Yeah.
Yes. Made the negotiations to get him aboard so he'd move the boulder.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. I thought this was happening all out in the open.
So. Okay,
yeah,
sorry, I'm going to poop. I'll go back up.
On the other hand...
I'm going to finish my poop.
If we do have to kill the giant... There are these stoneworking tools conveniently up here, which I'm guessing the other adventurers left.
Maybe, but here's the question. Why would you have, like, digging tools on the upper level? Unless there's hidden rooms you can't find. Up we go.
Well,
they're upstairs already looking at a pile, tarp. So go ahead and start with that guy.
I guess you should remember that you have your lantern going too, so that probably would have been a little obvious when you peeked down.
Well, I should have. The thing is, I probably would have asked it in a different order if there was a hole. Yeah. But I didn't think there was a hole.
I thought
we came from the outside, there was just a flat floor.
Gloss over that. All right,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Just remember what I did for you.
What?
It looks like bribery.
So, Siggy, Corinne is coming up the ladder behind you.
Okay, well,
I'm coming after Quiverwing. Quiverwing goes next, and then I'm going last. Okay. All
right.
That's so his hands will be free to lightning bolt anything that needs to be lightning bolt.
I
will reiterate, you should diversify at fire, but that's just me.
Yeah. I will investigate the third floor, looking for like any nooks, crannies,
a more recent kind of poorly built ladder that will take you up to the roof. And there's like a little bit of a makeshift, not like original cover on the hole of the roof.
Oh. How much taller or as far as comparison in height to the giant is this? Do we eventually get a story or two higher than the giant or never, or not quite? Like what's the
you feel scale? Like if it like stood up to its full height, it would be able to see
the second floor.
It'd be in the second floor.
He'd pop his head up to the hole and see
And we've established this is a 4-story tower.
The 4-story being the roof. So, I mean, the 3 stories, really.
Unless they've done it like Baltimore and it's like all finished and everything.
So. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
They're superstitious against the third floor. And where are we? So we're ranging from just about to hit the roof to still on the first floor?
Ground floor, yeah.
Okay. And I guess I would be somewhere in the middle?
No, you're on the ground floor.
You're still outside the tower.
Okay.
I have to go tell them that I just fucked up the shelving thing.
Nathan, Baylor has been watching. If he sees us, he'll start meandering down toward the giant and say, hey, excuse me, sir. Hello. Just wanted to give you an update.
Do you want to bring the deer?
Distract.
I'll accompany my buddy Baylor.
Thanks. We didn't catch a boar, but we have this fine deer to sate you for now.
So while your compatriots are hopping around in the
rising above
in the upper floors of the tower, you by yourself are approaching the giant?
No, I'll take Darg and Dane can stay back a little bit because he's got a bow, and we're going to bring the deer down. It's a good gesture of goodwill. So Baylor's going to approach.
You're not going to cook it yet first or anything. You're just going to bring him the deer.
How long didn't we have time to cook, or did we do?
Well, don't giants eat things raw? Do they cook food?
He didn't ask for it cooked.
Yeah, so I'll bring it down. For
cook. It would take, you know, it's a deer.
Oh,
it would
take a long time to take a while. So we'll bring it down. It'd take a day to cook it, the whole deer.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least. So we bring it down. Hello, my friend. It's I, Baylor Banefire, and my friend, me, my new friend dog, have brought a gesture of goodwill to help you sate your appetite while we try and find your boar.
What's this? What did you bring me?
We bought you a couple of these fine, well, plump deer for you. Now, Nathan, one of the things Baylor's going to do after he interacts, he wants to try and look for that item that Dana talked about, see if he can get over to it, like somehow pick it up. Like it's in the rocks and rubble while he's talking, you know, while if he goes for the deer.
Didn't Dane have sleeping potions at one point?
Not anymore.
He didn't.
I only had the one.
Okay. It didn't work so well.
Yeah, it didn't work at all on a troll. So chances of it working on a giant, I would say, are pretty slim.
So Baylor's going to, like, Dark's bringing a deer. Baylor's carrying a smaller deer. So we have these for you. I mean, if you don't want them, of course, I understand, Cantelli, but I figured you'd be hungry and this could be a nice snack for you until we find you a proper meal.
He'll come forward and kind of... He's like hunched over into this bottom floor of the tower as he comes, approaches. And like as he approaches, it's just the grandiose size of this creature before you. You've never been this close to a giant before. You don't get easily frightened, but this is like, you know, if he like reached out his foot, he would just squish you.
Baylor is quite aware of that, and that's why he's ready to whip his sword out if he needs to build a hasty retreat. But he's and I got a really cool skill that I could use. But
okay,
still, when I whip this out,
excuse me, Mr. John, I got something you think I may be short in stature, but I'm long in other ways. But go ahead.
It's not the length, it's the girth. But anyway.
Tuna cans, go. Okay, go ahead.
He's kind of leaning, like leaving one arm back and leading with one shoulder as he kind of reaches outside the tower and you know, palms one deer and like looks at it and puts it behind him. And palms the other deer and looks about as if
this will do until you find me a boar.
We will find that boar. This is an interesting charade.
Don't move that boulder until you find me a boar.
I'm not asking you to move the boulder. As he does, Baylor walks around, walking around toward the area that Dane pointed out.
You'd have to walk behind the giant and where he put the deer. It's on the far wall. So
does he mind? Says, do you mind if I go look at the construction of this wall? I'm curious of how this came. I am a dwarf, after all. We like building things. And I'm not trying to go near this boulder. I just want to go over this wall and look around, see how it fell. I'm just curious. I mean, I'm trying to pass the time as you.
And he kind of puts his hand like in front of you on the floor. And it's like,
I can't even move your bowl. Look, I'm but a small dwarf. Surely you would a gesture of goodwill.
And he's like moving his hand, which is really like the size of you.
I go like this. I go, of course.
Like a moving wall that's moving you towards the exit.
I take a step back. Of course, I understand you wish to eat, but... Remember, you had the opportunity to be good to your guests, and you weren't. These things are not good in the eyes of the gods, and I just turn and I walk away from them.
Darg will throw the... he hands over the deer, I guess, and it's like, glam question. What's with all the moaning in the rock?
I don't even notice it anymore.
Huh. Do they say anything? Is it like... Are there, like, ghosts in there? Is that a magic rock they can't get through?
Ghosts? Zombies? I don't know. Something. Undead.
Did you put the rock there to keep them in? Or was the rock there when you got here?
The rock has been here for longer than Glenwood.
All right, well, boy, I don't know how you sleep. I have to sleep on the far side of camp.
It's fine, you get used to it. It's like white noise, like ocean sounds.
Like sleeping in a brothel.
I don't know what that is like.
Oh, hell.
Perfect.
Well, good night, Glam Glam. Hope you enjoy the deer, and just let me know when you need a new thong washed.
You talk, go.
There we go.
Baylor goes, that was worth a shot. He's going to have to die. And he just says that casually as he walks out. Sorry, Dane, I couldn't get close. Glam,
hear you.
Glam Glam could suck my yam bag.
You guys were, did you go somewhere?
Yeah, you were behind us, covering us.
We fed the deer.
Oh, I got into a really good chapter of my book. I'm sorry. Yeah. And he goes back to reading.
Any nudes?
Any tasteful nudes?
No. We wish, but no. Every young acolyte wishes that same thing and goes through every book they think they can find on physical anatomy, and they find none. It's a universal truth.
So, what if we try to trick this giant?
How can we trick him, though?
Aren't they stupid?
Well, he's stubborn. That's the problem. That's why I prefer killing them.
Well, I mean, he's big.
He'll fall down, please.
What if he believed that there was something really valuable behind the boulder?
You're upstairs.
Yeah, here.
Why don't we wait for the other? Why don't we wait for the other?
Dog, did you hear that mysterious duck-like voice speaking in our ears? It's as if a spirit is whispering to us.
It's my other buddy, the other duck guy.
I will continue my research into the lore of giants and see if I could have some good information by the time our compatriots return.
You want to be a roll again? All right, Corgan, what are you doing?
I'm going to challenge the giant to a test of strength.
I like the way you're going with this.
What? What? Do you? Where's
giant?
Where is he? What are you doing?
I know you're big, but you're not stronger than me, and I can prove it.
What, my friend? What are you doing? You are a halfling. What are you doing?
And you see you're outside the tower, I'm assuming, right, Corgan?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So so you see that the giant head, his head's bigger than your whole body, sticks out of the side of the tower.
So who's saying that?
Fee-fi-fo-fo.
Me. Now, I know you're much bigger, but I'm telling you, pound for pound, I'm stronger.
Corgan, what are you doing?
Wait. Stop. Don't stop him. He's on a roll.
So I pick up a somewhat medium-sized stone and toss it, and it goes a whopping 10 feet or something like that. Beat that, giant!
Oh, my God.
Crazy halfling? There you are.
And he reaches down into the dirt, and he just pulls out this rock that's about the size of your body and throws it. And it smashes into this cypress tree, and basically the cypress tree, like where it impacts, like explodes. And the splinters wood everywhere.
A cypress tree.
Cypress tree, yeah.
Tolkien warning.
How?
And the
why? Why a cypress tree?
That's what's there.
Yeah, this is marshes. That's what you have in marshes.
Oh, you see? You're already playing the game wrong. That was not a rock. That was a tree. Yes.
Do you have anything to drink? As I pull out whatever I have and I just take a swig. You got to do stones, mate. Not trees.
He's like, looks really confused, but he is like kind of curious now. Like, he says, what is this wrong with this crazy halfling? Horfling.
Enough about his mom.
He kind of looks back and he grabs what's left of the keg that they brought him, and he flicks off the cork and takes a sip. So, you know, sipping.
Now beer. You're talking.
So Dargle, he kind of smiles and starts to walk. He goes, "I'd like in on this competition. It's worth throwing rocks.
I can help judge."
Giant, is it okay if he joins in with us? Mm. He's pretty strong too, you know.
Sure. Do your best.
Dark will find a fairly large rock and throw it. I mean, I don't know what the stats are like. Clearly not the size. He's not as strong as a giant, but I mean, Dark has a 17 strength, so I assume he's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
So he'll try to pick something up pretty big and give it a good throw. And then look at him and like, yeah, you sitting around in that tower all day, you pick up. That's a big rock for me. What he said. He's small, he throw smaller rock. Me bigger, I throw bigger rock. You big, you throw big rock or you're weak. You're cheating.
And don't forget to drink.
He looks a little perplexed. He starts looking around outside. He's not like going too far from the entrance of the tower, but he's starts moving some earth aside, and he grabs like a good sized rock, still like bigger than you, and he throws it like just like hauls it, not like far, but he throws it like pretty far up in the air. And it comes down and lands in the marsh, probably maybe 15 feet max from all of you. Huge splash, like mud and goo and bits of decayed vegetation, like just goes everywhere. And he just starts laughing, like this.
Well,
because there's like mud is going and like on detritus all over you guys. Now.
So I start joining in, and I say to him, "Well, Lily are very strong, but I just realized what's good is strength without accuracy." And that's when I pick up again a sizable rock, and I somehow hit some sort of a target, and I'm like, "Ah, that's where the real skill is at. I don't know if you're that accurate. Are you, giant?"
What was the target?
Well, you see where the
swallow on a winter day flying at high speed.
Do you see that guy reading that book? No, I'm just kidding.
That was one of the moaning spirits.
Yeah.
Well, for example, I bet you can't throw a rock over that tower.
Motherfucker, we're upstairs.
Okay, I can't throw that rock. I bet you can't throw a rock at the entrance of this ravine.
Let me cue the
That's
blue falcon
That's too far away
sound.
For you.
I bet you can't collapse this tower.
You know what? I bet you can't reach into the top and just eat the head off of one of those little people inside.
Oh, jeez. You're taking it a little too far, I think.
So, yeah, he takes another swig from the beer keg, and he comes out, and he stands up full height, and he's just, like, just totally
inside
enormous.
The tower? Or
no,
he
no,
outside out,
he's outside the tower now.
Dun, dun, dun! Action team, go!
Yes.
And he
gives me my grappling hook and my grapple gun.
He picks up that same rock that he threw up in the air that's like covered in like mud and goo now. He picks up that same rock. He starts like going back and with both hands and does a hurdler thing?
Like he swings around like a
sports ball pose?
Like a
shot put?
Shot put. Thank you
he's
so much. Runner.
He still has to spin around and then he's like.
But we'll just see if he gets over the tower.
Get ready, guys.
Bye.
It was nice knowing all of you.
Yeah. Oh, you fucked Jesus. Us. Good job.
What the hell?
I distracted him with your death.
You see it crests like just over the roof of the tower and then comes down the other side. And you hear this loud crash and lands into some maybe a tree and some shrubs.
Any other party?
No, Nathan. Yeah. We have no idea what's going on.
You hear shouting.
Some splash, splash.
Yeah, and the giant laughing.
Which is never good.
No.
So Darg will go, that's pretty good, giant. Now let's try to throw something heavy. And he'll go and he'll try to pick up the giant stone. Like, there's no way he can do it, right? But he's going to, like, get his knees down. He's going to, like, hold on. I've almost got it. Like, he's the boulder, the one that trying to pick it up as best he can. Now, I don't know if I can roll to, like, make it budge. Like, or is it just way outside of his ability?
Yeah, it's on your own without any kind of tools or crowbars or anything like that. It's not going to be something you can.
Okay. So he's just going to like blue face, just red face, veins popping. He's like, wait, no, stand back. I got it. I can do this.
So while he's doing that, I start laughing hysterically.
He thinks he's as strong as you, giant. Do you see that?
Why don't you give me either a bluffing or a performance with a boon because Corgan's kind of helping you sell this totally innocent bluff.
I'm gonna start laughing.
Oh,
and pointing.
Shit! So it's not persuasion. It's gonna be bluffer.
It could be persuasion.
I think this is a bluffing or performance.
You are such looks like such a
bluffing or performance.
Oh my god. Well, because
you're acting.
I am. This sucks. Okay.
Well, he's not acting that he can't lift the
stone. My persuasion is really good. Dark talks his way out of a lot of trouble, but my bluff and performance are six.
But you got a boon. So, you get to roll twice.
I do?
Yeah.
He just said a boon.
Oh, I was too busy talking to hear the GM. I'm stupid.
Yes.
All right. That does. So I get to roll two dice and pick the lowest one, right? Yep. That's rolling low. Oh, yes. For fuck's sakes. I wish I had a camera.
The best one.
Oh, okay.
We believe
so. I don't want to move the. God damn it!
You don't have to show us in the camera.
So I got an 8 and a 2. Time.
You got 2?
Yes! 2.
Ooh. I got a fucking 2.
That should be hopefully below. Is that below your skill?
I have a 6.
Yeah. I just want to ask, because you know,
luck
you know,
of the fools.
You could be like Sean's character, the Bismilo character.
Everything is average. Yes,
all my stuff is 6. Below. Like,
yes, or below.
Or below. Yes.
Right. So you totally sold it.
You know, I want to say, Kupo, I had this idea today, like during the day, and I was going to bring it up, and you totally had the exact same idea.
I would say great minds, let's be honest.
Nathan the fool. I mean, he may not this hasn't worked yet, so let's not start sucking at each other.
Yes. Blow each
other. Let's slow down here. Let's convince him first. Let's get something better before we start. This whole circle
reminds
magic.
Me of Blazing Saddles. The fool. I mean, the sheriff is gonna do it.
Lots of Blazing Saddles references today.
Move aside.
He kind of pushes you away from the boulder.
This is child's play.
But he does use both hands, and he pulls. There's lots of smaller boulders around it, but he pulls the big boulder out, and just all the smaller boulders kind of collapse in as he moves the big boulder, and he. Carries it outside.
This is no big deal.
And he takes it and he lifts it with one arm and
I trip him.
Just did that. And he kind of, you see him kind of gauge something, and he
throws it up in the air, and it lands on top of it, smashes it down that way, and he starts laughing. He's like, ah,
excellent. Yeah, I run into the cave.
Oh, thank you, Gardner Bastard.
I'll grab the keg and come running over to him. Huzzah, giant man! You know, hold up.
And he'll take the keg from you and start drinking. Yes, Baylor?
Yeah. Can I insightfully look into the hole in the cave? Do I see anything like spirits and devils coming out to try and eat us?
Don't look at it, Sean. Keep your eyes shut.
Oh my God! Like, I know you've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, it's beautiful.
my sheer ego can stop anything from. Oh my God!
Watching the
so does Sean see anything between his legs? Wait a second.
If I could sneak fuck in there, I'll. Yeah. All right. Actually,
meanwhile, Rob on the third floor going, I think the bloody fools have done it.
Oh crap!
Pass it a vash.
Cover that trunk. Cover that treasure chest.
Hugh
that's
quiver ring.
All we found here was a pile of rubble and a jacuzzi. Yeah.
Bill, you as he's distracted, you kind of like sidle over there and take a peek down. You see lots of rubble, and you see stairs, red stone stairs going down into the darkness, and you hear the moans even louder.
Why don't you come up and see the giants? I whisper down there. If I get a reaction.
Taken back. Let's get him.
Doors are easily open, but harder to close.
So, all right.
Doors are filthier and harder to wash. Whatever, something like that.
Can I go over to the spot on the wall where Dane looked? Because I'm not going to go down there by myself. They had saw something shiny and see if I could see something.
To do kind of any like peeking around, you're going to have to do a sneak and roll for me.
All right. Oh, God. Sneak that would be horrible. I'm not going to. My sneaking is horrible.
Can we,
so I'm
can
just
we
gonna
Baylor
sort of,
and I, do we act as a distraction to maybe give whoever's sneaking an advantage to their roll?
What you did got him time to peek down the hole.
Yeah, I'll come back because I don't want to enrage him right now.
But he did give him
and
a king.
Let him think. So I just like sidle away from the hole and just look like I'm hanging out, waiting this applauding. Like,
what if he bluffs? Would that give him a boon on his find his see hidden? Like he's not actually interested in the hole, but he is. Could he pull that off?
I think we're good. Has our ruckus brought anybody from the other camp over?
Nathan, true. When you have time, let me know.
Okay. All right. So current situation, Baylor, you're coming back out. The giant has taken a big swig from his keg, and he seems to be kind of pretty proud of himself right now. It has not dawned on him yet that you tricked him. And Dane, you're there. Everyone's still upstairs. The gang is like, all this ruckus and laughing and noise and crashing and breaking and all that stuff has gotten that group's attention, and you see them at the perimeter of the camp, and they're loaded for bear. They look pretty far away still, but they're armed and they're looking quizzically at you all to figure out to gauge what's happening. So they're maybe a little bit confused. So
okay.
I'm going to go to Dane real quick, and then I'm going to go to the folks upstairs.
All right.
So, Dane, what you got for me?
Dane is back towards the camp. Yes, in that direction.
Yeah.
And the camp is a little bit further on.
Yeah.
And the giant is over there. Can he, like, mostly be behind a tree and fire his bow? Can I hit the giant from where I'm at?
So, are you at the camp, or you're like halfway between the camp?
Halfway between the camp and the tower.
But your friends are so close to the giant.
Yes, and but the people I don't want around are in the direction that I want the giant to go in.
I see.
Now that he's moved the boulder, I don't need him anymore.
So you're trying to instigate him to attack them?
We'll see. But those are innocent.
Never mind.
It doesn't appear that there are any trees right there between those two points.
Or even laying down.
I mean, there is. I mean, on the map we saw, there's like plenty of trees.
Yeah. Well, there's trees, you know, like...
And there's like this like extensive root system that has a little sort of like dim,
maybe like kind of behind a bush. Or
in the theater of my mind, that's how it looks.
Yeah, yes. There's a little trail, and as you can see on the map there, the camp is lower than where the tower is. So the giant and you all are by the south east opening in the tower. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm asking is that could I in any way convincingly fire an arrow and make him think that it came from the group at large?
I mean, you could lay down and fire and maybe use the... Oh, but he's so tall. I think like if he were like a normal-sized person, you might be able to pull that off, but he's so tall that he would see you laying down on the ground. Firing a bow. It's a good idea.
Okay. Could I then instead just go, all right, this is the opportunity you waited for. He's fucking moved the boulder. Go get him. And pointing back at the camp, you know, everybody in the camp.
I'm kind of glad we're away from these nut jobs.
All right. So now we're going to go to we're going to roll back time a little bit and go back to the upstairs.
Turn back time.
Find a way.
Find a way.
Make it work, baby.
Make this giant just throw his whole entire journey away. Go on.
Quiverwing, Corinne, and Siggy are on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the third floor, there was a tarp.
Yeah, we were investigating, looking for nooks and crannies and under the tarp. And
there was nothing on the roof, right? It was just a flat...
We didn't go on
the roof yet. No, you didn't go up to the roof yet.
Right now, we're just moving the tarp off of the gate transport system.
So, who's moving the tarp?
I'm going to...
Oh, the intern.
Look for... Is it, like, just laying there by itself, or is it, like, easy to move?
Yes.
Does the intern move the tarp or not?
The tarp does not seem to have any teeth or eyes or anything like that. It's not moving at all.
Okay.
So leather tarp.
Newly established.
What?
Oh, God. They don't have any more. Crap. Does my whistle go off?
No.
Okay. So it's not. And my flute. I'm sorry. My flute. So there are no undead.
This one time at band camp.
Yeah, I know. I have a military whistle for that. Okay, so I guess, because I need you two to do whatever it is to kill whatever may pop up, I will remove the top. I will touch it with my gloved hands and yank the top away. And considering I'm almost as strong as Kurgan, it should be no problem to move the whole tarp off.
So you reach for the tarp and you put your fingers on it.
My hands.
Your hand.
I'm moving this tarp. I'm not getting it.
You grasp the tarp and yank it away. Underneath there's a chest. A wooden chest.
Okay. Well, we'll mark that for Brain to open. I mean, he's our crafty one. I don't know how to pick locks. My picking locks is Brain. Can you do this?
and while you're so this is when you start hearing the commotion downstairs of the rock throwing and.
Mm-hmm. Are there any windows in the tower that we can look out, or do we have to go?
You'll have to go up to the roof.
Let's go to the roof and see what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to see the shit show.
I'll leave.
We'll be climbing up just as a rock goes sailing over the
tower. You read my mind because it's exactly. So
you look over and you basically see this gigantic rock coming.
Dynamic. A new word, dynamic.
Gelatinous. You see a gelatinous rock flying at your face.
Gelatinous rock.
I duck down. They've gone fucking mad out there.
It sails over you and goes.
Considering me and Quivering are about the same height, we sort of stand there. We just watch Ziggy duck and go, tall people.
Tall people problems. It's real, man. Well, people don't consider us.
We just go, bend down. We don't say duck because, you know, that's a very mad thing.
So after we go, I go and duck. I look out on the tower and see what I can see on the roof.
You get like a nice view of the marshy landscape. And you see Corgan and Darg seem to be entertaining the giant with rock games.
Wait, what's happening?
But they're
you have to see this.
Okay, I'm coming over.
I describe what I've
Where's
seen.
Where's Dane? We left a smart person down there. I mean, damn it, he's absent-minded. Shit. And Balor
what the hell
is
about me,
to
you
see.
Shit.
That's our backup. Actually, he's our first person, and then Dane's our backup. Just for the record.
Only because he's absent-minded. Because
Balor can remember things for like 5 seconds, and Dane can't. And I don't see any of the brain people down there.
Oh, there's brains, and I point. He's licking himself by a tree.
No. I guess we should signal him to come and when he's. Where's the other camp? Do we see what's happening at the other camp or no?
They seem to be kind of like watching the commotion the same way you guys are, but they're kind of like. They seem to be kind of wondering if they should. They've got a. I can't read their mind, but they have a more aggressive stance. You can kind of. Tell
okay,
from here.
I'll turn to Quivering. Basically, we beat him out on a contract to get the boulder moved. We just got the boulder moved. I think they're maybe going to try and move in while the opportunity is great and maybe attack the giant that we've just made a deal with to give a boar. Apparently, freaking Frank managed to get him to throw a boulder away, so we're kind of in the good. But I think they're going to move on our actual operation, so we might need to rain down. I can't think of the corporate word, but something saying they need to go away. But until they make that move, that opening bid saying that we want to actually get into the fuckery, we don't need to do a thing yet, but just be ready.
On the other hand, what about if the giant realizes he's been duped by these other folks?
He may smash them into jam. That's what happened in the story that I used to be read, and the giant just smash people in the jam, and it's just like, okay.
Can the giant fit down the stairs to the basement?
No, but he has it. But the thing is, we removed his monopoly on free labor, and that's his problem. So literally his way of getting some sort of access. I think the other thing we can do is simply say, you know what? We'll go down there, we'll get it, but you know, you could just join our party.
We don't know that they have the same motives that we do.
He doesn't. But, you know, I am sitting here on a roof with, you know... Oh, I just look. I realize I'm talking to the tall person. Okay. I'm sitting... I mean, you know, we have different motivations for why we're doing things. Me and Quivering, because, well, we're height proper, and you have this over-heightage, and you're doing things to compensate for that weirdness. So, and you're old. You are old. Elves are old. Aren't you old?
Am I old?
You're old. You're super old. You're super old. You're more than like 5 springs, so you're super old.
So, at this point, you hear Dane shout something back at the camp, but you can't quite make out what he says.
Why is he talking to them?
And
they're so gross.
And they start moving forward.
Well, on the upside, they're all down there, and we're not. So,
because we have the high ground.
As this goes sideways, we'll have at least front row seats to watch it.
Oh, well, yeah. But there's that.
Shall I sing you? Just let me know if you want me to sing you a tune, Quivering. One of boon-tastic lightning thunder thing, you know, or...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if they go after the giant or our friends.
Or both. Or they go after both.
Yeah, they probably don't differentiate at this point, right? I imagine they're just going to go after everybody.
I do agree with her. Let's wait and aim or something or whatever we do in this game to prepare to, like, literally bring the...
They just have to be within 30 meters of me, and I can rain down hellfire upon them.
Okay. So we'll get there, and we'll be ready to surprise motherfucker at that point. I will use my... Oh, God. That's my shortbone skill? I will... rain arrows near them. They will know arrows are coming from me. Maybe.
I will keep track of the giant.
Okay, so back to the folks down at the base of the tower. You see here Dane yell out something, and you can't quite make it out. But you look over that direction, and he's about halfway to the camp, and then you see the adventurers, the other adventurers, leaving the camp, coming towards you all, and they are all carrying weapons and wearing armor. What do you guys do? And this is for Corgan, Darg, and Baylor.
Darg will kind of give a side eye to both Baylor and Corgan, and kind of look up at the giant and go, "Oh, I'm sorry. You threw your stone, and now the cave's open." And he points over to the other group. "They're gonna kill you."
That's true. I mean, it's a great feat of strength.
And Darg actually genuinely looks disappointed. He realizes kind of his own momentary insight to his actions, because the giant seems pretty cool.
So, yeah, and I jump in on that.
You know what? We'll stand right behind you. We're with you, mate.
And Baylor goes, "You know, I am a man of my word. I'm sorry. I mean, we just wanted a feat of strength. We bought you that deer, and all we had to do was get you a boar. Now they're going to come and kill you. And I feel that we must aid you in this endeavor and to protect your home." And I say, "To protect your home, and you know, as you know, but that other party, they were set on attacking you. We were trying to do a peaceful way. Unfortunately, it didn't work."
So and with that, I unsheathe my short swords, clang them really loud so the giant will take notice. "I'm with ya!" With a battle cry.
You look at him, and basically, yeah, he's a huge monster. And
is he a monster?
With like layers of fat and muscle and just covered with moss.
Would you call it love? Would we call it fat? Can we just call it just like... Learning,
green.
I picture him like a 40-foot-tall Ron Jeremy.
No, we're not going to the Ron Jeremy land. No.
You picture everyone like that. But,
he does. Anybody who's bigger than him is Ron Jeremy. And I'm just like, that's how that works. I mean, yes, he's bigger, but we don't need to go there.
He goes back to the tower and pulls out a...
real good.
What you was probably most recently... a tree, but now spear-shaped.
Thank God it wasn't a support beam. That just sounds from the upper level. It's just like, good thing. Fuck, 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 fuck!
And he goes, he beats his chest. You know, and he goes, "Rawr!" And just this huge, huge, giant yell. And he starts running down the hill towards the... towards Dane and the bandits. And that's where we're going to wrap things up for tonight.
Can I just say one thing? Can I just have one thing? Can I say one thing?
Yes, you can say one thing.
I will just say, Quivering, the red-headed, one-eared bitch hit her first.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.